Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome to episode 9, and today we are talking about special power of human beings. In today's episode, we will explore what is so special about humans, that is, in the scriptures. They are called the highest creation created. How can you access that inner mechanism to truly live as the highest creation ever created that we know of? Join the ride of a deep dive of human physiology, psychology, and spirituality. Let's get curious and expand together. I am so excited about this conversation because this is something that keeps me going till today. This is a thirst within me that is unquenchable, let's just put it that way. And every day I am going into deeper discipline, studying more, understanding different modalities just to understand this. And I'll share with you where this thirst started. When I fell into a very, very, very deep depression and I was suicidal, and I was praying five times, I was reading Quran, I was reading the translation, and I keep seeing this message that I am the highest creation created. And it didn't make sense to me. If I am so high, why I'm feeling so low? So that is what keeps me going. And the more I discovered my own powers as a human, the more excited I get. And for those of you, like, you know, my listeners who are Muslim, we believe in, you know, human are one creation, jinns are another creation, angels are another creation. And most of the time, we are so terrified of the jinn because they're invisible. They can see us, we cannot see them. They look like, you know, different. They have their own communities and whatnot. But what I have seen a lot in my conversations with a lot of Muslims, they're so afraid of jinn just because they cannot see them. And sometimes even the healing that I'm doing, some people claim, oh, you must be using jinns because it's invisible, because there's just so much fear and misconception around it. And time after time, I have the same answer for that. I am way stronger than a jinn. But then we have to be willing to discover that because, you know, it's so easy to buy into the limitations, buy into the limitation. Oh, devil is out to get me. Well, there's, you know, God's guidance that's out there to get you too, if you're open to it. So sometimes we get lost in our own interpretation and we don't take chance to really question, why am I in a human's body? Why am I here right now? What is something that is so special about me? And I can share this with you that maybe after this conversation, you will not be that afraid of jinn and you will start to, or devil, and you will start to understand how amazing you are, how perfect you are, how complete you are, the way your creator created you. And how about you live with that consciousness every day and see what happens in your life then? So let's get into. What is this thing within us that makes us that, you know, when God created us, he had all the creation at that time do sajda to Adam or prostrate to Adam. What was so special? I know from the story what we know a little bit is that Adam was able to memorize the letters, and we have this brain nervous system that is very different. So that is exactly what we are going to get into. We all know that story, like, you know, maybe you read it on your own or in Sunday school or however you learned it. We have, like, you know, a little bit bits and pieces, breadcrumbs here and there. But I'm going to share with you the metaphysical aspects of what is so special about you. Right now, you are living in third dimension. It's the dimension of physicality. Your soul is non-physical. You cannot see your soul unless you really try to get to higher levels of consciousness. I can see my soul at that point. Does my soul look exactly like that? I have no idea. That is how my senses perceive it. So the consensus is we cannot see that, or at least our these eyes cannot see. They can see only to a certain wavelength, bringing a little bit of physics here. In the part of the universe me and you are right now, this third dimension, this solar system that we are in, and the planet Earth that we are on, it has both darkness and light. It has both of them. There's no human on the face of the earth who can say, I have no darkness. It's impossible. They just maybe became really good at controlling it, or maybe really good at being aware of their light all the time, but no human can claim they have no darkness, because we are, it's almost like, you know, you're standing in a pile of mud and you're claiming, I cannot get muddy. If you're standing there, you're definitely getting muddy. But humans have a very unique ability. We can draw down the light and we can transform the darkness into light. We have that ability. And there's a very specific physical mechanism put in us, and also energetical mechanism to make that happen. And that is our nervous system. Now, I'm going to talk about a lot of different aspects of nervous system. Some might sound familiar to you and some might not sound that familiar to you. So let's start with brain. Your brain, your brain's health, your brain's activity. If you are all the time worried, you are in fear, you want to just control and be safe, you are in judgment mode all the time, or all you care about is physical appearance and you're not even concerned about, you're not into, like, you know, how something feels inside. You're only concerned about physical appearances, yours or others. Those are all the signs when the brain is not in its healthy state of a human. It is being controlled by the darkness. So what one can do? Learn to think according to the laws of the universe. Learn to think according to the consciousness of your soul. Learning to think on the positive, happy lines of things. That is a huge skill in itself. But when you do that, you can draw in more light. And the darkness that is within you, you can transform it to that light. And we all know people who learned how to think, they have created amazing, amazing things in this world, and they are benefiting humanity. Of course, we can also use the brain for to host darkness as well. Another piece that exists in the brain is our pineal gland. It's a very tiny gland right in the middle of our brain, of our head or brain. What it really does is it connects us to the non-physical dimension. So during the night, from 1 a.m.-ish to 4 a.m., that is when pineal gland is more activated. If you want to access your soul, it's so much easier, because pineal gland is more active during the day because of the sunlight and the chemical reaction that happen inside of it. We feel more disconnected from our soul. But if you're up at night, you can just feel there's something living through you, breathing through you. Some people say that is when I talk to God. In Islam, we have the Tahajjud prayer. We have night prayer. And right now we are going through month of Ramadan, so everybody is waking up in the night and they are praying extra. What we are doing, we are strengthening the muscle to connect closely to our soul so we can access the wisdom of our soul. That is what the whole month of Ramadan is about, for spiritual elevation. So now the pineal gland, now a lot of stuff that we eat, fluoride is one of them, and many other chemicals that we consume day-to-day basis can actually disable your pineal gland from its function. And the more meditation you do, the more you can activate it as well. So what pineal gland does for a human, it assists you in drawing down that light and transforming that darkness. It's almost like, you know, the door to the other side. If you start working on activating your pineal gland, it's almost like you have a door with the knob, you rotate it, you open it, and here you are talking directly to your soul. It's such a powerful tool that that God has put within us. And most of the people, they have no idea what it is. If you really want to go dig deeper about it, I would suggest Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. He talks about it from such a scientific way that anyone can grasp it in such easy terminology, and in a beautiful, beautiful way. Now, most of us have heard of the word Kundalini, Kundalini energy, Kundalini yoga, and, you know, we, as we like to do with anything, we take things, we commercialize them. Now everybody's Kundalini, everybody, and everybody's doing it. So let me help you understand what Kundalini is. Your tailbone, the last few vertebrae of your tailbone, it hosts unlimited energy. We also call it, this is the latent energy in your nervous system. If we wake up that energy, that is when you become a superhuman. And I will share with you more about that too. So now there are special yoga poses. There are special meditations to slowly awaken that energy. You cannot awake that energy right away because then there is also Kundalini syndrome. So that's why the unfortunate side of commercializing everything is we don't understand how powerful we are and we start playing with that power. So if an instructor has not invested few decades, if not few years, in understanding what it is and how to guide someone through the awakening of Kundalini, we could be left with Kundalini syndrome, where there's too much energy in the nervous system. It can create all kind of other problems too. I personally practice a Kundalini meditation. It's part of my Arhatic yoga, I would say, schedule. And it is really powerful when we truly start to wake up that energy, how stable your nervous system can become when it is waking up. And, you know, it's a lifelong process. But I also want to talk about that in Quran, at one point there is, I forgot what the exact verse is, but I'll talk about the concept that when human would be resurrected, they would be resurrected from their tailbone. So there you go, my friend. Tailbone, Kundalini, infinite energy. A whole human could be born from that place. It's that much energy, even after they have been dead. Because Creator can do anything, but He has also put unlimited energy right in there in your tailbone. You cannot just take a screw and driver and take it out. You cannot do that or get a surgery. It needs to be taken out or activated by a regulated nervous system. Unfortunately, most humans living in the modern day, I would say 99.99%, have a dysregulated nervous system. We are interacting with technology all day long. We are not exposed to nature. We carry stress that has no meaning. We are afraid of things that don't even exist. We worry about things that haven't happened yet. We are anxious about stuff that God knows if you will even make it to tomorrow. All those things mask your nervous system from connecting with its true power and potential. So what happens? The result, we live mediocre lives. We think that jinns are more powerful than us. We think that, you know, everybody else is more powerful than us. But since it's a spiritual podcast, I do want to bring that, because I do get to hear this from a lot of conversations that I have with people, how terrified they are of everybody else. But my friend, if just for one day, if you find out how powerful you are, how extremely powerful you are, but that is going to invite you to regulate your nervous system and really make it a priority. So let's get to the next one, the backbone. In Kriya Yoga, the backbone is like, you know, there's a very specific exercise, which I cannot get hang of it. So I do need to go in person to a Kriya Yoga center. There's one in California that I know of, and really learn the technique. But what the technique is, you breathe in a certain way, making the sound from a specific part of your throat. But as you're moving that sound, you're going to imagine your backbone as hollow and your awareness is moving through it. So what that does, it is waking up the latent energy that is in your backbone and in your whole nervous system. Those nerves are not just there to bring messages from your organs to your brain. They are not there just to serve your five physical senses. You activate the non-physical senses, they would serve you on such a higher level. But you cannot get to that level by living in stress or fear or trying to just control everything. So the way we truly draw light is by our nervous system. A healthy brain, a good conditioned pineal gland, awakened kundalini energy, healthy backbone. A lot of people have backbone issues. So yoga is a good, yoga, swimming are very good exercises that you can practice for a healthy backbone. But when these things are not functioning properly, you stay and live in darkness. You feel like you cannot really get ahead of life. You cannot really get to the light that everybody else is talking about. But now let's say when you do make the switch, when you make that switch and your nervous system is calm, what happens? You are present in this moment. Your internal state is going to be peace. You're going to think about the possibilities. You're going to think about the best outcome. You're going to think from a place of love. That is light. That is when you can truly draw down that light and you can bring it to any aspect of your personal life or the world. And right now, if we look at the world right in this very hot minute, there's a lot of darkness that is coming out and living in the, like, you know, it's erupting in different parts of the world. That's why there's multiple wars going on right now. And how me and you have contributed to that, because we did not transform this darkness within us. When this darkness does not get transformed within us, it collects as a collective cloud and gets channeled at the lowest vibrational energy plane on the planet. So when me and you are afraid, we are hurting the people who are already hurting. When me and you are trying to control and judge other people, we are hurting the people further who are already hurting. So if we truly want to create a change, first we have to transform that darkness within us. What do I need to do to let go of control and step into trust? And the non-physical safety that I already have. The knowing that no matter what happens, nothing can kill my soul. My soul is always going to be complete. It's also always going to be safe. How can I think, or what can I focus on that I will stop judging people or judging myself? Let's just start with ourselves. Let's not even go to other people. Can I stop judging myself? Can I stop being such a controlling person towards myself? So how one would be being controlling towards themselves? When you're being a perfectionist, when you're like, you have to do things certain way and keep at it till it's done or it's not going anywhere. Another way we can fix that, we can transform this darkness within us, is let go of seeking validation. When we seek validation, we are holding on to the darkness. Light does not need to seek validation. So when you draw down more light, there's no need to seek validation. And the next one is, there's no need to be afraid. And the last one is physical lust. There's no need to have those one night stand. There's no need to look around and say, like, you know, my soulmate needs to look like, you know, this supermodel or else, or I'd rather stay single. Then we can let go of all of that. That is all darkness. Light is love. It's peace. It's your presence. So can you be a little bit more present for yourself and your family? Can you invite more peace into yourself and to your day and in your home? I think peace is, inviting a peace in a family, if it's not already there, is a big stretch, because you'll have to completely transform yourself. You'll have to change the way you think, who you be, and how you sit. Because, you know, the way we sit, our backbone is getting affected. The sleep cycle you have, the food that you eat is impacting your pineal gland. So all these things play a role. So now let's recap what makes you so special in terms of a human being. It's your ability to draw the light and transform the darkness. What darkness are you transforming right now? And start within yourself. Don't look out and say, you know, there is injustice going on in that part of the world, and I am going to be the voice of change. I'm going to go and change it. Yeah, go ahead and do that. But also pay attention to what's going on within you. Because if you don't pay attention to what's going on within you, you're creating more etheric pollution while you're trying to clean up the pollution we all have already created. It doesn't really serve the purpose. So we have to work on both ends. Our job would be, how can I transform that darkness within me that I play with all day long without realizing? Especially worry. Worry is a big one. We worry as if we are breathing, like it's air. We need it. It's effortless. It must be there. Some people don't even know how to make it through their day without carrying worry on their shoulders. They feel noble carrying worry. My friend, you're not really living your special power of a human being. If you are in that darkness, you have the ability to draw down the light and transform it. So let's get into even further. When your nervous system starts to become calm, most of us were like, you know, you're going to sleep better, you're going to feel better, and you're going to maybe attract good things with a calm nervous system. But what's really happening, your energy body starts to shift. Because your nervous system is calm, your solar plexus, your heart, your head chakras, all of them, they are going to be very balanced. And your crown chakra is going to stay open. When your crown chakra starts staying open and expanded, the 12th chakra, which is right above crown chakra, starts to activate. That is the chakra where your soul purpose is. And then there is one above that. Now, let me just keep count so I remember. There is one above that. That is holding on to your spiritual gifts. So if you want to get to your spiritual gifts, and don't say, I don't have them. Every single one of us have our own spiritual gifts. It's not woo-woo stuff. It's not that I can see energy and you cannot, and I must be using jinns or magic. No, we all have that ability. We are the highest creation created that we know of. Of course, there's many more out there. But let's just stick to what we know and what makes us special. Now, once you activate your spiritual gifts, there are three more on the top. If I can remember it vaguely, one of them, you can really start transforming the material. We have all heard the legend way in the back. There were people who could take any metal and they can turn it into gold. That is transforming the matter. That is the highest level of mastery a human can have. You have that ability within you, my friend, once you have a calm nervous system. It all starts from bottom up, because what is going to happen with a calm nervous system and with the right guidance, now your backbone can hold on and sustain the light that it's been drawing down. When that light can sustain, your Kundalini is waking up. Your pineal gland is opening the doorway to the spirit dimension for you. So you have a closer access to your soul. You can actually talk and hear your soul without saying, am I just hearing things or is it real? And that is when you really start to activate your five higher chakras. That is when you really start to step into being a superhuman. Anyone can do that. It does require investment of your time. It does require investment of your money. It does require working on something that you cannot see. It's invisible. But that is, my friend, when you can truly step into your superhuman power, your special power as a human being, and then you will understand why other creations were asked to do such that to you. And of course, when you're studying all that, you will end up going places where you usually don't go. And that is all what human beings are all about. We are supposed to stretch. We are supposed to learn things that we didn't learn yet. I'm supposed to learn things that I haven't learned yet. And they might look different. They might intimidate me, but our job is to keep going, keep expanding, and keep learning. Because if we are not here transforming darkness, we are not living our purpose. We were created to draw down the light. And the only way you can draw down the light, if you do have a calm nervous system, you do have a healthy backbone, you are working on your inner world. So drawing down that light and then taking that light to transform the darkness that's here. And I don't think so right now. Anyone can deny our world is full of a lot of darkness and not so much of apparent light, because all that light is concealed within all of us. And only the people who are getting up every day and working at it, trying to bring it out, are the ones who are actively working on it. If all of us did that work on regular basis, the world will transform much faster. I'm part of a lot of spiritual communities, different communities, and I know sometime light workers are all coming together and doing a global meditation. Like, you know, healers are coming together and doing meditation, or the spiritual communities coming together and doing meditations. There's so many communities actively coming together and transforming that darkness within us. When we meditate, we are actually a channel of light. We are drawing down the light. When you stand up to pray five times, I'm talking to my Muslim listeners right now. If you are standing up and showing up to the five-time prayer, that is a chance to draw down the light if your mind can take a hike. And if you are present in that moment, if you approach the prayer with a calm nervous system and not with your anxieties, fears, and worries. So I think one of the things, every time I go through this stuff, it's mind-blowing. One of the things we can realize just by listening to all that I have said so far, all of us have work to do. And that work is never going to be over. And that work is inside of us to transform the darkness. You're not going to fight it outside of you. It needs to be fought within you. Learn to be calm or think in a way that you are not paralyzed by worry, fear, judgment, control, seeking other people validations. And that is going to be some work that might require working with somebody like me, working with a mentor, working with a coach, working with a therapist, taking some classes. It would definitely require something, because if we are already at that level of awareness, then we are already there. But if you're not there yet, you need someone who's ahead of you. I am always working with multiple mentors because I need guidance to get to my next level. I need to work with somebody who's ahead of me. I cannot just say, okay, I have learned a lot, I can just stop here. No, there's a lot of darkness within me that still needs to be transformed into light. And that is what makes us special. That is what our superpower is. And how we activate that superpower is by working on our nervous system, all parts of it, not just one or two. So if you're somebody who's listening to it and you're like, you know, my nervous system is like, you know, burnt out right now, get help, my friend, get help. When you will get help, you're going to help every single human on this planet, because you are clearing out the blockages for the light that wants to come through you and wants to make this world a brighter place. So the responsibility goes to each and every one of us. And that is what we are here to do. Have a nervous system, nurture a nervous system that lives beyond and above the body consciousness. And it can draw down the light. And we can live the light. So we can embody that light. That is your special power as a human being. So that is all that I have for today. I am sending a lot of love to all of you. And please share this episode with somebody who you think can really benefit from it. And I'll see you next week. Bye.